Cheers and welcome to Upbeat Brew Review. I'm your host, John Windholtz. On this podcast, I review craft beer, focusing on five main categories: visual, aroma, taste, mouthfeel, and drinkability, each having subcategories of their own. If you'd like to follow along, email me at upbeatbrewreview@gmail.com, and I'll send you a copy of my evaluation sheet. I appreciate you listening. Let's review some beer. On this quick beer fridge episode, I'm going to be reviewing Indie Brewing Mixed Nuts Cream Ale. Coming in at 5.5% ABV, 15 IBU, Indeed is the original Northeast tap room of Northeast Minneapolis. Indeed was one of those breweries that I got into, you know, it was one of the only ones that were really readily available and widely available back in the day. So I was fairly familiar with their beer back when I first started my craft beer journey here. And Day Tripper was a huge, huge hit for me. I also really liked their Midnight Rider Black IPA. That was great. I like to see that out and about. I like to see more breweries trying that black IPA style as well. And more recently, they've been doing a couple different renditions of their cream ale. They started off with the pistachio cream ale, and that moved on to a dreamsicle cream ale, and then they did like a ice cream social cream ale variety pack, and now mixed nuts cream ale. I've seen a pumpkin spice, you know, latte cream ale. They've got quite a different quite a few different offerings of their cream ale, and I'm really excited to try this one. Let's get into it. Yeah, dark golden color, fairly crystal clear. Can see right through it. No particulates. Head retention, I'm going with heavy. Lacing is light so far. All right. Let's smell. Do the douche swirl, swirly swirl here. Just kind of twirl the beer around in your glass. If you're not doing this when you taste beer for the first time or review beer or anything like that, man, you're missing out. Cover the glass for 5 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's bursting with vanilla aroma, really. And I wouldn't say roasted nuts, but has that mixed nut aroma as well. We were just over at my wife's grandmother's house for Christmas, and I indulged in quite a few handfuls of mixed nuts, and it smells like that. So yeah. Wow. Yeah, that smells absolutely wonderful. Yeah, it smells like it's going to be sweet and smooth. Just that the vanilla really comes through on the aroma. Has some toffee notes as well. I'm wondering, do I put vanilla under spicy? I think so. That's what I'm going to go with. Toffee, vanilla, bready, earthy. Man, yeah, that smells wonderful. All right, let's taste. Oh, good Lord. That is phenomenal. What the hell? It's a smooth, wonderful concoction. Packed full of vanilla and that flavor of mixed nuts. Wow. A little bit of toffee. It is mainly vanilla. Vanilla and bready. Mm. Tastes a little bit of alcohol as well. As I take my second and third and fourth drink, I get a little bit more of the earthy bread qualities. It's slightly sweet, but not overbearing. A little salty. More of those earthy bread notes come through. And it does have the taste of mixed nuts. It's awesome. What's not to fucking love? Seriously, this is a Christmas beer. This to me would be a beer that you would drink kind of in between the heavier Christmas beers, whether or not you're drinking a Scotch Ale or a Winter Warmer or something like that. Yeah, you drink this in between kind of, and you're not going to overdo it by drinking, you know, yet another high ABV beer. I'm going medium body. I'm going medium alcohol as well. Carbonation was low. Onto the feel wheel. Smooth. It was ridiculously smooth. I'm not getting any astringency, and I'm not getting any real crisp notes either. It has smooth written all over it. Drinkability. This is the gathering beer, man. You could absolutely drink this every day. Me personally, I would drink this at the family or friend gathering. Food pairing, man, that's going to be a difficult one. I'm going to say meatloaf with mashed potatoes and green beans. Something hearty and savory that would blend well with the richness and earthiness of this beer. Yeah. Maybe a nice gravy on those potatoes too. Mmm. All the gravy. Hell yeah. As far as the summary goes, smooth, rich, and bready. That's what I'll go with. Yeah, but the flavors are very rich. And this is a delicious-ass beer. For more information on Indeed Brewing, visit indeedbrewing.com. Speaking of spending time with family, I hope each and every one of you had a fantastic Christmas. I hope you all got to enjoy your family, your friends, and anyone you hold dear. I hope you got to have great food, even better beer, and like I said, the company was fantastic. That's going to do it for this episode. Thank you again. Be sure to tell your friends and family to check out anchor.fm/upbeatbrewreview. Follow, like, subscribe, leave a 5-star rating if you enjoyed the podcast. Until next time, cheers.